A key element in school performance is a learning environment where children feel safe. The students at a small charter school in South Los Angeles say they had that security, but now they're losing it. The school is closing 2 months before the end of the school year. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports that some students are worried about transferring to schools where they'll have to cross into rival gang territories.
Pastor Nathaniel Tavasti herds his students off the street while they wait for rides home after class.
You guys either come inside or shake the spot. Get off the block.
He wants them behind the locked gates of the charter school he founded, Jah's World Foundation Academy. That's Jah as in God, although the school is not religious. There are 80 middle and high school students at this tiny campus connected to Tavasti's storefront church. Some are considered at risk for trouble. Some are gang members, some are juvenile offenders. Some just want to avoid the big public schools.
Okay, just like every day, when you come out this gate, go home or wait behind the gate. There's no difference. Go home or get off the gate.
Students at Jah's World say they appreciate this kind of protection from potential trouble outside, the drive-by shootings, the assaults. The neighborhood is in territory claimed by the Roland 60s, a subset of the Crips gang. Now the school district that oversees Jah's World wants to consolidate and send these students to another one of its charter schools about 3 miles away. But that's in a neighborhood said to be run by the Roland 40s gang, a rival to the Roland 60s. Kimberly Proctor, who's 18 and a senior, says she doesn't want to transfer from Jah's World.
Basically, if they close the school, I don't graduate because I'm in a position where I'm safe. I feel safe here. If I go to another school, I'm not going to feel safe.
Jah's World Foundation Academy is overseen from a distance by the Westwood Unified School District in Northern California. The superintendent says he decided to close the campus now before risking an audit by the state. He says the school had problems with the safety code and curriculum, claims that Pastor Tavasti denies. He says the district was upset about not being able to recoup money it spent on the school. Tavasti hopes to be able to reopen his school at some point. In the meantime, students like 16-year-old Wylon Harper say they're afraid of leaving.
The other school is like a death trap, they said. It's dangerous there. Like a lot of different gangs there.
Wylon's mother, Edie Knight, says she's afraid her son Edward will drop out rather than face potential problems at another school.
He's intimidated by gangs and stuff like that. He don't want to be around the mean ones. If he's around that, he's not going to go. And I know he's not going to go. He won't go to his classes. I found a safe school for him that he's willing to go to every day.
Moving between gang territories could pose a threat to the students, say police in the area. Officers say kids can be misidentified as enemies if they wear a rival gang color, like blue for Crips or red for Bloods. Jah's World Foundation Academy students are being asked to transfer to the Spark Community Outreach Program for Empowerment, or SCOPE. Some of them have already done so in the past. They can also go to their neighborhood public school. On the basketball court at SCOPE, 17-year-old Delshawn Williams says he welcomes the other students. For a while, he was bused to a mostly white suburb in the San Fernando Valley, where some students gave him problems. Here at SCOPE, Williams says, he's getting along fine.
See, I come from where it's a whole nother gang over there, and it's a whole nother gang over here. But I travel anywhere I want, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I can go wherever I want to. Just try to make it cool by playing basketball or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Another SCOPE student, 17-year-old LaKendra Dickerson, says despite the rival gangs, the area is not that different from Jah's World. Besides, she says, young people face dangers no matter what part of the city they're in.
It's how you carry yourself. You act like a thug, you know what I'm saying, you're going to get thugged towards you. You act, you know what I'm saying, classy, you know what I'm saying, low-key, you don't have to worry about no troubles. That's real.
What's also real, Jah's World Foundation Academy closes right after spring break. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.